This is DOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Judge Amy Coney Barrett declined to say whether presidents should commit to a peaceful transfer of power under questioning by the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. It was the second day of her confirmation hearing for appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. Barrett said she would not get drawn into political controversies. She also declined to say whether she would recuse herself from any legal disputes arising from the presidential election November 3rd. U.S. President Donald Trump, who nominated her for the Supreme Court position, is running for re-election in that race. The president is trailing his challenger, Joe Biden, in national polls. He has said he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested election issues. And of course, Barrett has been selected to fill the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Global economies are expected to shrink by 4.4%. Speaking at the IMF's World Economic Outlook Forum in Boston on Tuesday, IMF Chief Economist Geeta Gopinath said the pandemic shut down business and industry throughout the world. Gopinath said resurgences of the virus and other political uncertainties suggest the global economic recovery will be slow and uneven well into 2021. She called for much better international cooperation to end the pandemic in terms of creating and sharing treatments and vaccines once they're available and producing them at a large scale. She also said governments should focus their recovery efforts on direct aid to households and businesses. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson has paused its late-stage clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine after a participant was diagnosed with an unexplained illness. The pause was first reported Monday by the healthcare news website Stat, which obtained a document the company sent to outside researchers. The company said in a statement that so-called adverse events, such as illnesses and accidents, are an expected part of a clinical study, especially with such a large number of participants. It also said the hold was a study pause and not a clinical hold, which is imposed by a formal health regulatory agency. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine trial is the second to be put on hold after a volunteer became ill after receiving a vaccine. U.S.-based drug maker AstraZeneca halted its late-stage trial of a vaccine early last month after a volunteer in Britain was diagnosed with transverse myelitis. That's an inflammatory symptom, a syndrome that affects the spinal cord and is often sparked by viral infections. The late-stage testing of that vaccine has resumed in Britain, Brazil, India, and South Africa. It remains on hold in the United States. Facebook says it will block ads that discourage people from getting vaccinated, including flu shots and any possible COVID-19 vaccine, if and when one becomes available. In a blog post, the social media giant said the ban was part of a larger attempt to support vaccine efforts. The ban will take effect in the next few days. Facebook will still allow ads that advocate for or against legislation or government policies around vaccines, including COVID-19. Facebook's previous policy banned ads that contained misinformation and allowed those that opposed vaccines as long as they did not contain misinformation or false claims. Thousands of conservative Muslims marched in Indonesia's capital Tuesday, demanding that the government revoke a new law they say will cripple labor rights. Some of those protesters clashed with police. Authorities blocked streets leading to the presidential palace in Jakarta, where clashes between riot police and rock-throwing demonstrators, including workers and students, broke out last Thursday. The job creation law, approved by Parliament last week, is expected to substantially change Indonesia's labor system and natural resources management. And Saudi Arabia has failed in its bid to win a seat on the controversial UN Human Rights Council on Tuesday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.